afternoon, members. First, I'd just like to let you know that we will do the standing rule where we will have to appoint a chairperson in the absence of the chairperson, and then from there we received an apology from the member Doug Moore to delay the meeting, but I think that once we appoint the chairperson, the members can discuss it and then make a ruling on that. So as per standing rule 82.3, in the absence of the chairperson from a meeting, the committee must elect one of its members to be acting chairperson at that meeting. So any nominations? I wish to nominate member Regan Allen.
Thank you very much. I second that nomination.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. You may take your seat as the chair.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, members, and welcome. It is now 11 minutes past 2 before we conduct further business in terms of point 2 and 3 and 4 as per the agenda. I would like to request input regarding the request received from Member Dagmo to have a slight delay in terms of our proceedings today. Do I have any...
Thank you, Acting Chair. I think that, yes, and other members present as well that were part of the meeting mentioned, where Member Dagmo are currently occupied. Chair, there's also room for the African National Congress to have sent the alternate to this meeting. Then, therefore, Chair, I wish to propose that we proceed as we do correct this meeting.
I hold a similar view, and we will continue in that regard. Members, as you are aware previously, we have consensus in terms of the report and how the report will be standardized, but we also have the minutes which reflects the recommendations, the resolutions, and any information requested. I'll first go over directly to the report, which is in front of you. The draft report of the Standing Committee on Premier and Constitutional Matters on Vote 1. It states clearly that the report has been concluded, that we have deliberated on Vote 1. It has been referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188. And either now we support or we not support the vote. Can I hear from the members?
Person, as if the report is presented, I do support.
Thank you, Chair. I second that proposal.
In the absence of any other member here to present an alternative view, we will then adopt and read out the report. The report of the Standing Committee on Premier and Constitutional Matters on Vote 1, Premier in Schedule of the Western Cape Appropriation Bill, dated 17 March 2020. The Standing Committee on Premier reports that it has concluded its deliberations on Vote 1, Premier in the Schedule of the Western Cape Appropriations Bill, B3 2020, referred to its committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, that it supports the vote referred to it. I now confirm that the report has been adopted.
You have
the minutes in front of you. If you can, on page number 1, if there's any edits or amendments. Page number 2. Final page. If there's no edits or amendments, I'll hear from the members.
Move for adoption, Chair.
The minute has been accordingly adopted. Now 2:16, and this meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.